JD Saimo est la voix et la guitare du trio Saimo, originaire de Nashville. À l'occasion de la sortie de Rise and Shine, leur deuxième album, nous avons rencontré le prodige JD pour une leçon de haute volée sur l'utilisation de la wah-wah.
Hey there, I'm JD from the band Saimo. I'm here to talk about our new record Rise and Shine and show you some stuff on the old guitar here from it. Now I'm starting to branch out and use more effects gradually. Which before I didn't at all, really. But the wah-wah pedal's always kind of been there, and so there's lots of different... the one thing I use it for a lot is I use it like as a filter for a certain kind of rhythm or even lead line stuff. If I leave it in the cocked position, like in the brightest position, it just makes it real snotty sounding, as opposed to normal. But other times, like there's a song on the record called Shine, where I actually use it for, as like, I sweep through the frequencies as I'm playing the lick. And that, you know, that's, it's doing the same thing, except I'm doing it in more of a rhythmic fashion instead of leaving it in one position. And then obviously the wah-wah pedal, using it in a rhythmic fashion, like Skip Pitts, who played with Isaac Hayes, or Wawa Watson, who played on a lot of Motown records, or there's a guy named Michael Tolles, who played guitar in Memphis in a band called the Bar Kays that I really like, or Curtis Mayfield, using it in a rhythmic fashion, almost like a drummer, you know, and that goes along with your right hand playing rhythm. So like the main beat of the song is like that. And so without a wah-wah pedal, you're playing rhythmically, but you use the wah-wah to punctuate the quarter note. The most kind of famous example of that is, you know, Shaft by Isaac Hayes, Skip Pitts. That kind of thing, which a lot of people copied. And so all over the new record, there's lots of examples of that. And I'm not really a big fan of using it in a soloing fashion, because I feel like that's kind of overdone for in my taste. But I like using it for rhythm guitar. And so that's kind of the broad gamut of what I use the wah-wah for. One more thing, though, is... something that I've been told is relatively difficult for some to do, it's not for me, but is kind of like a fluttering effect, where you almost use it like a tremolo for like atmospherics. So, you know, like, which is almost kind of like outer space sounding to me, or kind of like a sci-fi movie or something. Where that's just dependent upon your using your foot to just go as quickly as you can, kind of like a drummer would, I guess, or something. And I do that quite a bit to punctuate certain things, you know, certain notes. But, you know, as with a lot of devices, you know, you sometimes just trying to see the most you can get out of one specific device can sometimes be more interesting than having a bunch of things that do a bunch of different things, you know. Each thing is kind of very specific, you know, because I really, before I decide to use something, I kind of try and find multiple ways to use it.